Welcome to the Unsweetened SIO podcast. My name is Siobhan Harris. I am a certified integrative nutrition health coach and the founder of unsweetenedsio.com. I gave up all sugar and all flour on January 13th, 2018, and am finally free of my addiction. My mission is to help other sugar addicts find their path to freedom and live the sweet life without sugar. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 112 of Unsweetened SIO, the podcast. Happy October, everyone. It's the first podcast of the month, which means I will be talking to you today. That's going to be kind of our format this season, that for the first episode of the month, I'll be talking about a topic or whatever is kind of on my mind at that time. A lot of times, I'm sure, being inspired by the interviews that I will be doing for the rest of the episodes in the month. As a lot of you know that have been listening this entire four seasons, is that the first season was really me talking about my own story and sharing kind of my struggles and triumphs and giving you kind of different tips. And again, kind of talking the book out that I never actually wrote. You know, it was kind of, I wanted to really write this book and share with people about my journey so they wouldn't feel so alone. And I've just found that the podcast and talking is so much easier for me. And then as the podcast began to grow, I was able to interview some really amazing people and have really enjoyed that. So kind of getting back to the format where it's a little bit of me sharing and also along with, you know, just interviewing other people. So for today's episode, and if you're not already, please sign up on my website for my newsletter. I just sent out my October newsletter. I only do them monthly, so I don't really send out a lot of things. You know, if you sometimes sign up for those mailing lists where you get things like every single day, 2-3 times a day, it's not like that. I usually send out the newsletter early on in the beginning of the month, and then maybe once in a while something else if I'm offering, for instance, like a group coaching or something, I might send out an additional email. But if you're not already signed up, please sign up on my website, www.unsweetenedsio.com. You can sign up under the contact, or you should be prompted when you get on the site to sign up for the mailing list if you haven't already. That way you can receive my newsletters. And this month's theme was Rocktober. So really how we're going to rock this month. And I feel like, you know, we're into fall, kids are back to school, the weather is changing, you know, I'm in the Northwest and we've just had this like beautiful, beautiful September, a lot of sun. We're finally starting to get some rain and, you know, the nights are going to get shorter, or the nights are going to get longer, I guess. The days are going to get shorter, which is always a tough time of year for me. I definitely experience some of that, you know, seasonal disorder where I start getting a little more depressed. So I really have to make sure I get outside every day. Even if it is raining, I'll take an umbrella and walk outside because I just find that that helps me so much. I know a lot of other people, though, I have a lot of friends, and even my boss was telling me yesterday how much she loves the rain. It just makes her feel, you know, comforted and snuggly. And so, but for me, I am total love the sunshine. But I think that this season is a really, really big opportunity to kind of look at our lives. And what was really coming up for me this episode and this month is the expect miracles. And I have this deck of cards called the Angel Guide Oracle, and it's kind of like tarot cards, you know, that you can pull, you can shuffle the deck. It's 44 different cards with different messages on them, and then there's a little book that comes along with it, and you can kind of, you know, ask a question and see what, you know, what card you pick. So it's kind of fun to do. And so I actually picked a card that said expect miracles. And I just really, really loved that. And I'm actually going to read from the book what the message is that goes along with that. So just a case, again, if any of you needed to hear this, here you go. Miracles occur naturally. They are always ready to unfold. Your angels are encouraging you to prepare yourself for them now. A miracle doesn't have to be an extravagant change in circumstances. It can be a simple shift of energy that creates a wave of love in your life. If you need something positive to happen or you are praying hard for something, this card brings you the message that something exciting and healing is about to unfold. In order to help this along, you are being guided by your angels to recognize and honor your own worth. Realize that you are absolutely worthy of miracles and they will unfold in your life. Your entire life has been brought together by miracles. They are happening all the time, and the miracle that you need isn't a difficult one, because in the hands of the divine, anything is possible. And the extended message is, place yourself in a golden light. Remember that the light of God is within you, right there in the heart of your being, your soul. Good things can happen for you. But in order to manifest something wonderful in your life, you have to believe that it's possible. You could be seeing the miracle you need as impossible or even as too big for you to achieve. Ultimately, this is exactly what is blocking it from happening. So change it now. Your angel guide is inviting you to open your mind and heart and see what you need being delivered to you. Feel that it is already in your life. Feel grateful for all your blessings, and you will allow the miracles you deserve to unfold. So I just really, really love that entire message. And I know that we've talked a lot in interviews that I do with people, and I think I even have a whole episode just dedicated to gratitude and how important a good gratitude practice is. Again, if you're putting, you know, that energy into being grateful, it's just going to create more bouncy in your life. The more you appreciate things, the more you attract more of these good things. And I also think it's a great way to just shift mindset, because, you know, life is hard. It's challenging, especially for all of us, you know, in the past like 2 years. And it's easy to focus on what's going wrong, you know, and then you just kind of get in this downward spiral. So it's really important to have that gratitude practice in place where you can really take, you know, some space to see all the good things that are in your life. And that's something that I do every night before I go to sleep. I like to say some prayers before I go to bed. And then I try to just start listing off everything I'm grateful for as I fall to sleep. I know some people keep a gratitude journal that they write in the morning or at night. But I like kind of listing them in my head until I fall asleep. I just feel like that's such a positive way to end the day too. And so, you know, with that said, I think expecting miracles is something else that was, it is just a huge, huge shift in our mindset. You know, like it said kind of in the explanation, a lot of times we're thinking, oh, there's no way that's going to happen to me. I don't deserve that. That's too big, you know, and then that's the energy that we're putting out there. And then that's ultimately blocking us from getting to receive some of these miracles. And what I know about miracles is that it's a miracle to me still that I was able to get free from my sugar addiction. So I am a huge believer in miracles now. You know, would I have said that before? No, probably not. But it's still, you know, almost 4 years into my recovery, feels like an absolute miracle that I was able to finally find freedom after so many years of struggling. So many years. You know, and now that it's been a while, I don't always think about those years a lot, but I really enjoyed reading from my journal that I kept that first year and doing the episodes where I recapped my journal month by month of going off sugar and flour. And it was just amazing for me, again, to go back to some of those really dark places that I was in, especially before. And then realizing how far I've come and just really how miraculous it is. Because for so long, I felt so alone. I felt so much shame. I felt so unworthy. I felt, you know, like in control in a lot of other aspects of my life, but I had this like dark secret that, you know, when it came to food, I couldn't stop eating. You know, I couldn't just be that person that had like two bites of a dessert and be done. And I couldn't stick to a diet long term. And my weight was fluctuating up and down and up and down. And the hope that I would get whenever I found a new diet book or program or exercise program or whatever, anything. I mean, I've tried so many different things. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with my story, but I've tried so many different things that just didn't work. And I'd be so hopeful at first, and maybe it would work for a little bit, you know, especially if it was some kind of new diet, I might lose a little bit of weight, feel good. And then, you know, something would happen that would trigger me. I would go into a binge cycle that could last months, and I would gain back any weight that I lost, and then some, and then just added all of that shame and embarrassment and even guilt. So it's just an awful yo-yo roller coaster existence of that diet binge cycle. And I really, really felt like, you know, even when I started reading about sugar addiction, because I would try to do things like the Whole 30, you know, I try to give up sugar for 30 days and I felt so awful. And I'd be around other people that would feel awesome after like a few days or day 10. And I was just like, what? Like, how is it that they're feeling so good and I feel so crappy? You know, and then of course my addicted brain was like, oh, well, I must be, you know, like the one person in the world that actually needs sugar. You know, all these other people might be able to be better off without it and give it up, but I need it. You know, I cannot function without it. You know, so I'd kind of accept that. Or, you know, even though again, I'd be feeling this intuition in my gut that yes, I was a sugar addict, and that the key to any addiction is abstinence, I still really struggled with that because I didn't want to give it up. You know, that was my companion, my friend, everything. You know, food was how I comforted myself. So it wasn't something that I was going to give up easily. And so if I would read something like I remember doing, you know, the intuitive eating, I think the book itself actually says that food addiction is not real. You know, you cannot be addicted to food. Therefore, you know, you can eat everything in moderation. And I wanted that to be true with every fiber of my being. God, did I want that to be true, that, you know, I too could eat in moderation. And so I just really struggled with this, as you all know, for years and years. Again, really starting out pretty young, like remembering at a very, very early age, even as early as 4 or 5, getting up before anyone else would get up in the house, sneaking downstairs, climbing on top of the chair to get onto the counter, to get into the cabinet, to get into the cookie jar, and eating as many Chips Ahoy's or Oreos or whatever were in there that I could while I watched cartoons in the morning before anyone else got up. And it wasn't even like sweets were banned in my house. We had dessert pretty much every night. So it wasn't like they were off limits. So I don't even know where I got the idea that I knew this wasn't right and that I had to sneak them. And that behavior continued, you know, into my, you know, being an adult. But especially as a kid, you know, my mom would find candy wrappers like shoved all over my room, you know. And so obviously I was knowing from an early age that something was shameful about this, that I had to hide it. And so just years and years and years of that, and just the, gosh, I mean, the toll that that takes on you, and just the energy that that took. You know, it's always been such a big part of my life, of what I was going to eat, what I wasn't going to eat. Was I going to be good today? Was I going to be bad today? And, oh, well, I can't start a diet tomorrow. It's Wednesday. Who starts a diet on Wednesday? Might as well start to Monday. You know, let's wait until Monday. Or, oh, well, it's the end of the month. It's better to start a diet at the beginning of the month. So, you know, I'll wait till the beginning of the month. You know, just those endless mind games that you play with yourself. And then when I finally would get, you know, through day one and day two, and then just be white knuckling it and just feeling absolutely miserable. And again, just so alone, not realizing that there are other people out there that struggle with the very same thing, really thinking like I was the only person in the world, like this was my cross to bear in life, you know. But wasn't I lucky that at least it wasn't, you know, drugs or alcohol or something else, like, you know, at least it was just food. But yeah, that this was just the card that I was dealt, and it was just going to be the struggle that consumed my life. And consumed is such a good word. That's what it did. It just consumed my addiction, consumed my life. It stole so much time from me, so many years from me, if we just put all that time in together. And then just even all the energy I put, and finances too, into trying to help myself, whether that was paying, you know, for a hypnotist, therapy, you know, some new exercise program, some new diet plan, just all the different amounts of money that I spent trying to help myself. I mean, gosh, I wish I could add that up. I could probably buy like a vacation home somewhere. So it's just felt again like here I was finally getting to age, you know, 38 and just feeling pretty beat, you know, just like I was not winning at this game of life, feeling pretty disheartened when it came to the food stuff, you know, again, showing up strong in other areas of my life, but it didn't matter because this underlining problem was really consuming me, all consuming. And it was always there, you know, underneath any other wins in my life, that this was just there right below the surface, ready to remind me that, yeah, you know, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not enough, that, yeah, maybe I just got that awesome promotion at work, but, you know, I also can't stick to a diet, you know, or whatever. So that was the place I was really at. I mean, really hit kind of rock bottom of feeling like I am never, ever going to be able to overcome this. And so, you know, sharing this message of expect miracles is something that, you know, if in case you're at that place right now, you know, I was at that place and was still able to overcome it. But man, I wish that I had a mindset tune up beforehand of just hearing from someone else that was as low as I was that, yes, they too felt that and they overcame it. You know, that would have helped me so much and probably made my journey a lot easier knowing that I could also kind of expect this miracle to happen to me too. And I want to share, I was flipping through some old journals and I found something that I wrote on the birthday eve of my 40th birthday. Again, I gave up sugar and flour January 2018. I was 38, I think. And yeah, is that right? I'm trying to do the math in my head. I believe so. And I was really motivated by the thought of my 40th birthday, actually. And how did I want the second half of my life, or, you know, long plus plus, hopefully, to go? You know, the first part had really been a huge struggle. Did I want to carry that into this next chapter? So this is from my journal that night. I said, birthday eve of the big 4-0. I don't feel like I can be 40. I don't feel old, maybe older and wiser, but I still feel about 26 in my heart. I am so proud of myself for approaching and welcoming my fourth decade and being sugar-free. I can't believe it's been over 1.5 years, and I am just so grateful that I finally did it, in all caps. Seriously, a miracle, but I did it. Go me. Beating my sugar addiction definitely makes turning 40 so much easier. I feel like I still have my whole life ahead of me, and almost like life is just really starting for me now that I am finally free from the chains of my addiction. And that was it, actually. That's my entire, although then I made some goals. I like to do that. I always make goals on my birthday eve for that following year. So then I wrote down my goals. But I just think that's really kind of interesting that that was just pure gratitude for finding my freedom and just being proud of myself for doing it and still just in a state of disbelief that I actually did, you know, again, after struggling with that for so, so many years and even writing in there that it felt like a miracle because it really, really did. I really, again, if you could have talked to me, you know, even this time 4 years ago when I was beginning to think it about just the possibility of giving up sugar and maybe giving it up for an entire year, you know, as that was just starting to take shape in my mind and really kind of a last ditch effort. It was more like a drastic measure. Well, I've tried everything else. Might as well try this. Knowing intuitively that I had to give it at least a year since I've struggled with it for, you know, over 3 decades. Knowing that I had to give it more time and being committed to that. And then if it didn't work, just finally accepting, you know. But I, again, was just in such a low, low place. If you had talked to me then and you said, you know, had that magic crystal ball that we all wish we would have and say, you know, I can see you on your 40th birthday. You're in Maui and you are feeling amazing in your body and you've been sugar and flour free for over 1.5 years. I mean, I probably wouldn't have believed you, you know, I would have been like, yep, this is fake. I mean, that's really how deep it goes for me. That's how much I felt, I guess, just hopeless. Like seeing other people around me find success in different things, you know, if they would lose weight or find an exercise plan that worked for them or diet plan or whatever, and being happy for them, but also sad for myself that, yeah, that's just not for me. You know, this is just something, you know, some people deal with other things. This is just my path and what I have to deal with. So again, I really did not believe that it was possible. And here I am now, not just 1.5 years later, but, you know, almost 4 years later, you know, it'll be 4 years in January. So a little shy of 4 years. And it still every single day seems like a miracle to me. And even it's not like life's gotten easier at all. You know, there's still lots going on in life and lots of challenges. And however, I still every day when I'm listing those things to be grateful for, my freedom is almost number one usually as far as, you know, freedom from sugar addiction. There is not a day that goes by still that I don't take a moment to be grateful and almost in awe of, wow, my God, that actually happened. I did that. That's amazing. And, you know, that's my big, big reason I'd always said if I was able to help myself, if I ever was able to help myself, I wanted to help other people. And now that's what I'm trying to do with my podcasts, by offering my group coaching programs, even by doing the emotion code and body code, because that helped me so much on my journey. I want to help other people. You know, I want other people to be able to feel like this. And it just brings me so much joy and fulfillment to be able to see other people also get to the other side, because I know what it's like to be in that before. And I also know what it's like to be in the after. And it's just amazing. But I remember feeling completely hopeless and disheartened and just gave up. Like, this isn't for me. You know, this, I am just going to be like this forever. And so finally being able to, you know, make that decision of, okay, I'm going to give this a full year. And then being able to actually stick to it and experience what it was like finally coming out of those chains of food addiction is just still incredible to me, an absolute miracle. And I totally believe in miracles now. I believe anything is possible. If I can do it, surely anyone else can do it. But also, anything is possible. Like, if I could get free, again, I felt like I was the biggest sugar addict of all times. And I know a lot of people feel like that and would want to argue with me that, nope, actually they are. But I will tell you, I would have been fighting right back. Nope, I am the strongest addict. You know, even doing that sugar assessment tool that Bitten Johnson created, Anna Freeling took me through that. And I tested off the charts as far as addicted. You know, there's different, there's a whole different, what's the word I'm looking for, scale of addiction. And I was, you know, at the top, not to brag, but, you know, I really like to go above and beyond here. And that, you know, finding that out too made me feel even like it was even more of a miracle. Like, oh my gosh, if I can do that, anyone can do that. And anyone can do anything. Like, I just feel like there is so much possibility out there that we are probably blocking ourselves out by not tapping into that expecting miracle. So that's something I want to challenge you all to, wherever you are on your journey, is just, you know, tapping into that different, you know, as just like we tap into that gratitude practice, and it takes practice, right? It's not automatic. I think us as humans, it's very easy to tend towards like the negative and get down on ourselves and a little kind of downward spiral. I think it takes a little more work to focus on the good in our life. So, you know, practicing also that expectation of miracles and opening ourselves to that and all the potential that can be there, you know, and really surrendering. That's the other word I really wanted to mention here, is you really have to surrender. And again, I didn't know that that's what I was doing at the time, but that's exactly what I was doing when I decided to give it up, you know, in January of 2018, giving up sugar and flour for an entire year. It was just total surrender and letting go and making space for that miracle to happen. And that's really what I think kind of the first step is here before you can do this. And if you can get to a place, again, I think I did this all, you know, subconsciously. Thank goodness something was inside me working and going towards that, because I could still be struggling right now. But instead, something inside me shifted and I was able to get to that place of total surrender. And I think if you can do that and be more conscious about it, I think you can make greater gains than I did, even faster. You know, again, I always say it took me about 5 months before I started feeling really good, but I was also fighting that process a lot. I probably slowed down my own journey, where if you're in a place of surrender and in that place of just expecting miracles, then you're going to be able to attract that a lot quicker than I did. And if you're not, that's okay too, because I still got there. You know, if you're listening and you're like, oh, that sounds great, easy for you to say now, you don't know how I feel. Yeah, I do know how you feel. And, you know, just maybe being open to the concept of surrendering, maybe that's how you start. And just invite that in. And then, if you can get to that place, I do truly believe it would make your journey so much easier. So my theme, as I said earlier, for the month for the newsletter was Rocktober. And I just feel like this time of year, again, I purposely, because it was probably around October of 2017, I guess, that I started flirting with the idea of, okay, I'm a sugar addict and abstinence, but being terrified, you know, completely terrified about it. And I remember, though, thinking, but also I was just not ready. I think you have to be ready. But I put it off till after. I'm like, there's no way I could get through the holidays. So, you know, I put it off until January 1st, which got pushed again and again until January 13th, which was my, you know, day I finally went sugar and flour free. But I remember, you know, thinking there's no way I could get through the holidays. But I'm here to really challenge that now. And, you know, I had so much success with my group coaching that I did in the spring. I decided to offer, you know, one first, and it starts October 18th. So I'm doing a seven week coaching program, in case you weren't aware, that will kick off on October 18th. And my purpose here was really giving support to those people that really want to tackle this ahead of the holiday season. Because this is the question that I pose to you. If you're struggling right now and you know you're an addict, or you know that you can't eat sugar in moderation, and you're feeling all these crappy things like I've been talking about, and you might even be, you know, digging sugar out of the trash that you threw out the night before. We know I did that. You know, I would be like, oh, I'm starting my diet tomorrow. I'd throw the rest of the cookies in the trash can. And then I'd be digging them out the next day, because then I, you know, just couldn't start that day. So if that's where you are and the holidays just seem too overwhelming to you, again, I just ask you to just pause and ask yourself, how do I want to feel after the holidays? You know, think about how you normally feel after the holidays, and then think about how you want to feel. You know, even people that aren't sugar addicts still tend to overindulge during the holidays and still feel pretty crappy after the holidays. And that's why most people's New Year's resolutions are around losing weight or, you know, getting fit, getting back in shape, not drinking as much or whatever. You know, a lot of it's around the, you know, past 3 months of just indulging completely, you know, from Halloween to Thanksgiving to, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, you know, holiday-wise, it's a lot of food, a lot of gatherings, and a lot of temptation, and can be a really slippery slope for a lot of us. You know, I would try so hard, you know, to be like, I'm just going to go to one party and eat one thing. And then by the end of December, you know, couldn't even button my pants because I had just overindulged to the point of just feeling so gross, you know, just having such a food hangover, and just feeling really, really awful. I mean, that I still remember that feeling, and I haven't felt like that, you know, since I gave up sugar and flour. You know, I not even after a meal, like I haven't had the urge to you know, button my top button, although, you know, mostly I wear yoga pants, but still, I mean, I haven't felt that eating to that feeling of complete discomfort like I used to, or having like be in the bathroom all day because I'd eaten too much. Like, I just don't feel like that anymore. And after the holidays, it feels really amazing to have maybe some kind of New Year's intentions that aren't around my having to lose weight at all. You know, it's maybe around growing my business or learning a new skill or taking a trip I've ever always wanted to take. It's so weird not to worry anymore, because I come out of the holiday season now exactly the way that I went in. And again, that just feels like a complete miracle. You know, if you think that, like, there's no way I could get through the holidays. You don't understand my family and my friends, and there's just no way. But there is. And you need to be open to expecting that miracle, that it can happen for you. So I just challenge you to ask yourself that. How do I normally feel after the holidays? And how do I want to feel after the holidays this year? Because this October, there are so many amazing opportunities to get support around your addiction. And that's the other thing, you know, I really feel like this is the best time to be getting help and support, because I just feel like there's so many more options out there. You know, I really was the first podcast that I could find that was purely about sugar addiction. And now there's, I think, two other podcasts, you know, that do it. I couldn't find, you know, programs. Now there are just so many programs and so many opportunities and support out there that you don't have to do this alone. And it's just finding, you know, what's that right fit for you. So again, I'm offering my 7-week group coaching program. It's starting on Monday, October 18th, and it includes, you know, a weekly hour and a half Zoom call. So you get that face-to-face support and interaction with the whole group. If you're unable to make it for some reason, it will always be recorded and sent out anyway, regardless. I know there were some people that wanted to re-listen to things. So even if you can attend, you might want to re-listen. So you have that. There's always a topic that we talk about each week. There's homework, there's handouts, there's journaling exercises. We team up with accountability buddies so that you'll have one person that you're in contact with throughout the day, every day, for that kind of constant support. And then there'll also be our private Facebook group that's also, you know, just for the group so that we can support each other on a day-to-day basis. You know, and just having that community and support, I think, is so huge, because that's something that I didn't have and really missed. Again, I think that would have made my process a lot easier than that 5-month kind of struggle I went through, is if I had been a little bit more open to just expecting the miracle, and then also having that community and support of other people, and especially having the support of a coach. You know, I am certified integrative nutrition health coach. I've worked, you know, coaching clients for many years now, and just having that kind of support, I think, is really, really helpful, especially for something like this, of someone that's gone through it and has been in your shoes. You know, I think that's really, really huge, and something that was really, would have been very important to me. So it's 7 weeks long. I basically throw in, was going to do 6 weeks, but decided to throw in a bonus week of kind of an intro and prep week. So that's how we start off. Before we even, you know, go off the sugar and flour, we just prep and talk about it and really talk about the grief that is there. You know, I talked before about how I play that song, Goodbye, My Lover, and can just bawl. Still, when I hear that song, it's by James Blunt, I can still cry thinking about, and it's, you know, the lover is food. It was really hard. And I really think the grieving process is super, super important. So that's something that we look at in week one. Week two, we'll actually go off the sugar and talk about withdrawal and kind of getting us through, you know, that first week. Week three, we talk about triggers, how to manage triggers, emotions that are coming up, and the beliefs and values that kind of got us here in the first place. Really just starting to examine all of that. Week four is about cultivating really good self-care and joy care, and really building new habits. Because when we get rid of sugar and flour, that was filling a void for us. So it's kind of identifying what that was filling and how to fill it in healthier ways. Week five kind of continues that, you know, same topic, but also kind of getting into the bigger healing work that we need to do. Getting off sugar and the flour is just step one. And then step two is more what healing that we need to do. You know, if there's some energy work, different modalities that you can use to really get a greater understanding and deeper healing from within. And then week six is talking about managing difficult situations, you know, as they coming up, like that vacation, holidays, travel, all those types of things. And then week seven is really, about moving forward, making sure everyone's feeling like they have some really good resources, tools in their toolkit. That's what I want to make sure at the end, that you have this really personalized toolkit for you, because this looks different for everybody, right? You're not going to do it the same way that I did it, and I don't expect anyone to. I'm going to give you a bunch of different options that you can create your own toolkit and find a way, you know, by the end of the program where you feel like this is sustainable for you. You'll feel clear about what you need to do to be able to sustain this. And then afterwards, you know, we have a Facebook group, Living the Sweet Life Without Sugar, for just continued community and support. So, you know, I don't want people to feel like after the 7 weeks they're on their own, because you're not. You're never on your own. But I just hope that this gives you a nice start into finding that path for yourself and finding that freedom. So if that's something that sounds good to you, please go to my website, www.unsweetensayo.com. You can go to the group coaching page to be able to get more details and to sign up. There's also a VIP option that includes all of those other things, plus one-on-one sessions with me where I will use emotion code and body code as well. So that's been really powerful for people to really help with that healing part of the journey. So again, if you're interested, please sign up by October 15th is when I will be closing registration. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. Would love to have you in the group if you're being called to that. I feel like, you know, listen, if you feel like you're being called to that, great. Other things that are going on in October, which I do mention in my newsletter as well, and I'll include the links here. But my friends, Dr. Vera Tarman, Molly Painshaw, and Clarissa Kennedy from Food Junkies are hosting a Facebook Food Addiction Summit October 1st to the 31st. So if you listen to Molly and Clarissa's episodes earlier this month, in September, I also linked the Facebook page there, but you can sign up. It's completely free, and every single day will feature a different speaker and talking about, there's experts, there's dietitians, clinicians. I'm talking on October the 9th. I'll be sharing my own story and experience. So there'll also be people sharing, you know, success stories. So really a good mix of kind of everything. And that goes on for the entire month. And then my friends Florence Christophers and Amy Anderson are also co-hosting another Kick Sugar Summit, which will take place October 12th through the 19th. If you haven't signed up, go to kicksugarsummit.com and sign up. I'll have the link for that as well. That's also free. Every day you get an email with the speakers for the days and have access to watching those interviews. They're amazing. You know, there's also the Quit Sugar Summit, which just ended in September. I really highly recommend signing up for both of these free summits. I have learned so much from listening to those. So some really, really good options for October if you're just ready to rock it. If you are ready to get off that roller coaster and finally feel free. You know, I think this is the month to do it, and really focused on how do I want to feel at the end of the holiday season. I just think that is so powerful. I also have some great podcast interviews lined up for this month, for the rest of the month here. I've got some success stories. Next week, I'm going to have on the podcast, I'm going to have Leslie, who reached out to me telling me how, and I love, this is why I love hearing from people. She sent me an email just to say how much she loved my podcast, how she listened to all the recap episodes, and then that inspired her on her own journey. So she reached out a few months ago and already at that point had almost 80 days behind her being sugar and flour free. So now she's a few more months in and is going to share kind of her journey. and some of her journal entries and what she's feeling. I feel like this is a really, really helpful for people listening to hear from people that are experience it right now. And then on the 20th, we'll be talking with Susan Miller again, fan favorite Susan, who, again, she's someone that reached out to me and really kind of coached her through her first year by interviewing her on the podcast, which was really amazing that Susan was open to do that. And she's just come such a long way, and so, so proud of Susan and really excited to have her now that she has over a year under her belt. We're going to really talk about the holidays, the trifecta, she calls them, you know, these of Halloween and Thanksgiving, and then, you know, the December holidays, and how to really get through those. And she's going to give us some tips and resources for that. So I think that's going to be a really good episode. And then the end of the month, on the 27th, we have Jen Eden coming on. And Jen, if you have listened to the Kick Sugar Summit, she'll be on the Kick Sugar Summit, I'm pretty sure, and she's been on the Quit Sugar Summit. I always love hearing her story. She's also a recovered sugar addict that's helping coach other women to find their freedom. And her energy is just contagious. So really, really excited to have Jen on and sharing again her strategies with us and her own story. Because again, I think just hearing from everyone and their stories is just such a powerful way to inspire all of us. So that's really it. I'm pretty much out of time for today. And again, just want to say, you know, try to really open up your hearts to a place of really expecting miracles and really getting to that place of full surrender, because we really don't know all the possibilities that are out there. And again, if I was able to give up sugar and flour and be almost 4 years into it, I really believe that anyone can do it. So again, lots of resources for you out there. Feel free to reach out for me if you want some help or, you know, have a question. I am definitely here for you. I don't want anyone to feel like they were alone, like I felt like I was alone. So let's rock this month. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and remember, life is so much sweeter without sugar.